WTAW News Time. It's 7:05. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort, GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. When the Texas A&M System Board of Regents meets tomorrow, they could approve $226 million of construction projects on the flagship campus to be done during the next year and a half.
About a third is in new athletics facilities, $40 million for a new outdoor track and field stadium, and another $29 million to replace the Aggie softball stadium. To make both of those happen, another $10 million will be spent to move intramurals to a new area. The most expensive project on A&M's list for the Regents is a $73 million research building on the Riverside campus for the Engineering Experiment Station, Transportation Institute, and the College of Engineering. The next most expensive is spending $57 million to finish out what would otherwise be a shell at the Engineering Education Complex that's been under construction since March of last year. The Regents will also consider almost $12 million to renovate two floors of a wing of the chemistry building and another $6.5 million for an outdoor teaching facility on West Campus along White Creek behind the AgriLife Complex. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley held its 12th tribute luncheon yesterday, honoring three people for their contributions to the area. The chairman of the foundation's board, Ben Downs of Bryan Broadcasting, compared those who contribute to charitable causes to his father's planting of fruit trees.
In his notes, I found this line: "Unplanted trees produce untasted fruit." And so we come to today. Your community foundation believes our community should have the opportunity to establish our legacy, to grow our fruit right here where we live. We work with your family, your personal endowments, to ensure a permanent legacy for area charities.
The foundation fundraiser honored Reba Ragsdale, Candy Rust, and Royce Hickman. The foundation, which serves a seven-county area, has grown to 68 funds, totaling more than $3 million in assets. A local man was knocked unconscious after refusing to pay $20 for a ride home. The victim told College Station police he told the driver to pull over and let him out. When the victim got out, he says he was punched multiple times in the face and fell to the ground. The victim remembers the driver going through his pockets and taking an undisclosed amount of money. The victim was taken to a local emergency room for treatment of his injuries and released. Anyone with information is about the incident, which happened Friday around 6 p.m. near Welburn and Rock Prairie, is asked to contact College Station police. College Station City Councilman James Benham is the latest on WTAW's The Infomaniacs to talk about the growing issue of affordable housing.
Benham says larger lots mean more expensive housing, and there needs to be a variety of housing types, including apartments.
I lived in apartments for 2 years when I first got married.
Didn't we all?
Station.
Right.
We had to live there for 2 years because we couldn't afford a home. So if you want affordable housing, you have to provide for a variety of zoning districts, including multifamily. And you have to say, okay, look, not everybody can afford to buy a house. Some of them need to live in apartments.
Benham says along with apartments, the availability of small lotted and restricted suburban homes would also increase affordable housing for College Station residents. Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time, 7:08. It's 73 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news coming up at 7:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles and reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles. So you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With GroundShuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Starts today. It's the scrub down event at David Gardner's. Get your jewelry cleaned the way it really should be cleaned by professionals. And while you think it looks good right now, wait till you see it after they've finished cleaning it up. So your opportunity starting today and going through the 30th to have the DG scrub down on your jewelry. It's free, and get it all thoroughly inspected. Make sure everything is tightened up as it should be, cleaned and polished. And by the way, you don't have to make reservations or appointments, but it'd be recommended if you just call ahead 260-0800, 260-0800. Take advantage of the scrub down event that's going on. And while you're there, look around. You might find something else that you like. You know, Mother's Day's coming up. Just mentioning that to you so that you might be ahead of the game. And remember, they can design jewelry for you if you have something really special coming up later on in the year. They'll be more than happy to do that. It's the Scrub Down event starting today, going through the 30th at David Gardner's 911 University.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there's only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and in the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you're looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Starfire, 979-279-2788.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2016-2017 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July 6th.
Just point, click, permit, tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2016-2017 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services.
Good morning, it's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Mixture of clouds and sunshine for today, breezy and warm, high temperature mid-80s. Now tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms move in. A few could be heavy overnight. Low temperature down around 70 or 71. Tomorrow, showers and storms lingering early in the morning. That'll be ending. Then partial sunshine and back up into the 80s. A few clouds at night, upper 60s. Sun and clouds with an isolated shower or thunderstorm Thursday, middle 80s then. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I got news on your Aggie sports like softball and baseball. Also, I got Major League Baseball and NBA scores. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you going to have foot driving?
Foot driving?
Foot. You're not going to have foot driving.
Well, like Fred Flintstone?
Yeah. Well, no. Actually, driving a foot. Police in London confused after spotting somebody driving what appeared to be a giant foot. Officer snapped a picture of the event and put it, well, on Twitter. If any of you are following the London police, right? Is that right? You have to follow them to be able to see what's on Twitter?
I must have missed that one.
Okay. Is that how that works?
I think so.
Anyway. Asking if anybody had an explanation, social media users did some research, posted a response. It turned out the giant footmobile created as part of a promotion for the Wadsworth Arts Fringe Festival going on over there.
Footmobile.
He wore a helmet.
Oh, you got a picture of it?
Yeah.
Okay. How big is the foot?
Is it bigger than
Shaquille O'Neal's foot?
It cuts off right around the ankle.
Okay.
And it's about as tall as an average person.
Oh, all right.
Wow.
Well, now, back in the day, you know, the NBA had this tour that went around. It came here and it had Shaquille O'Neal's shoe, which is
massive.
Big, just saying. Maybe they should do some simulator training first, but the Norwegian Air Force said that one of its F-16 fighter jets accidentally fired at a lookout tower during target practice. Shoot at the highest thing it could find, right? The plane was supposed to fire at a simulated target about 500 meters away, but they say something went wrong. Three military personnel nearby, but nobody was hurt. Investigation pending. Wanted to blow something up real good. Oh, in our political stuff, we forgot to mention that Megyn Kelly will, in fact, be doing an interview with Donald Trump.
What?
Yeah.
She hates Donald Trump.
I know, but they made nice with fingers crossed. They did King's X. And May the 17th, the third Tuesday in May, They'll be sitting down to talk. An interesting segment since Trump has, in fact, slammed Ms. Kelly since the first GOP debate. And that was, you know, he was using words like fat pig and dog and slob and disgusting animals. We were talking about women. But, you know, he respects women. He loves women.
Are you going to set it up like that prison phone system, just different sides of the glass?
I like that. That'd be nice.
Every single time I get in my car in the evening and Megyn Kelly is on WTAW, I listen to her and she just has nothing but horrible things to say about Donald Trump.
I know. So it's like a wrestling match or something.
Wait, you're not talking about Meghan McCain, are you?
No, yeah,
I'm talking about Meghan McCain.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Megyn Kelly, I don't know. Again, I still don't, I don't get her. I'm not exactly seeing that she's the person who needs to be sitting in one of the main anchor chairs.
I'm just wondering how much shorter her hair is going to get.
Yeah, no kidding. It's about to that point. And maybe she'll shave one side and the other side she'll dye purple. What do you think?
Maybe she really is a Barbie and she can only cut it. It'll never grow.
That could be it.
Doesn't grow back.
Could be it. Doctors are recommending, I don't have it for you right now, but in the next half hour, in the first hour we do a show called Something You Should Know, and it's quite often has some interesting things in it.
I feel like they were calling out our show.
Well, but I did. Right? I know. As I was listening to it today, basically what the guy is saying is that you can find a survey or a study that will take almost any position on anything. And we've discussed it with Follow the Money, grant money that's available. I think that in some ways we at least say up front, we don't know what the what formatics they went through to come up with this.
Oh, sure.
The study results.
We're spending max 2 minutes on any of these studies.
Yeah, because we'll have one that goes in one direction and one that goes in the other.
Why not? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But by the way, just while we're talking about it, go ahead and have that second cup of coffee or third or fourth. We've got a new study that shows that heavy long-term coffee drinking does not raise your risk of heart attack for most people.
Woohoo!
The study, which followed 128,000 men and women for as long as 20 years, show that drinking filtered coffee, not espresso or French-style brews, did not raise the risk of heart disease. But it may, in fact, rejuvenate your hair follicles. There's a story this morning in the Wall
Street
Journal.
Seeing Kevin doesn't drink coffee.
I know. I'm going to have to forward this to him so he can have a look at it. Many men struggle with baldness and wonder about new treatments. Some shampoos and lotions contain caffeine and promise to help keep hair thick and full.
Wow. I've got the same problem, so don't play with my emotions here,
Scott. All right. We'll see how the evidence stacks up.
Then you'll fit in well.
There. Yeah. It's a 2014 study, and it found that caffeine has a potent effect in growing hair in laboratory conditions. Oh, it works, but you have to go live in a laboratory, Brad, so there's a downside to that. You can't leave. But real-world tests of the efficiency of the caffeine-contained shampoos and lotions are rare, and those that have been done show only a modest effect.
Aww.
Now, they call it real promising, which means give us more money and we'll see if we can come up with something.
Yeah.
They're doing this at Georgetown in D.C., more rigorously designed studies in humans are needed, according to Tina Alster.
Expensive. I mean, rigorous studies are needed.
Yes.
Well, sure, it makes your hair more alert, but then it gets jittery, and then around the afternoon it just crashes.
Right. It's curly in the beginning of the day, and then it just straightens out and just lays down flat. Okay, it's called androgenetic alopecia.
Okay.
Which can affect both men and women. It is a hair loss caused as testosterone shortens the hair follicle's growth cycle. Oh, it's just stunted its growth, right? So resulting in these progressively shorter, finer hairs. Okay, Brad, I know you don't want to go into that. That's way too much detail, right? You don't really want to analyze the way the hair's not growing the way it used to,
you know,
right?
It hurts. It hurts a little.
Well, you know. Earlier research by the same scientists had found that higher concentrations of caffeine actually would suppress hair growth in men and women.
That's what it is. I drink too much caffeine.
We just had that. But it's okay. But your heart attack risk goes down. So what do you want to do? By the way, caffeine-containing products hit the U.S. in recent years. Dove Men Plus Care, thick and strong, fortifying 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner. $4 or $5. So there you go.
So wait a minute. You're telling me that at my funeral they could be saying he had a heart attack, but his hair looked great.
Exactly. Oh, by the way, if you really want to go upscale, Unilever, which owns the world, by the way.
Right.
London's Unilever PLC and Hair Surge, 8 ounces for $44. So there. How's your hair smell after you've done that?
Yeah.
Just wondering, does it smell like coffee? Has it got that caffeine thing going? Take that and bacon and you're good. I'm just saying.
So, bacon. Yeah.
The House is scheduled to vote on a bill today that will make the American bison the national mammal of U.S. America.
Okay.
Has there been a strong lobbying effort for another animal and we just don't know about it?
Well, they used to be pretty prolific.
Yeah.
Well, and they're not.
Well, I don't. They're protected, though, aren't they?
They are.
Okay. Well, so what? They'll feel better about themselves if we do that?
I don't know.
Did we solve all the rest of the problems that
exactly.
We need to focus on this right now?
Bill was passed by the Senate in December. It's taken this long for the House to get around to it. Popular science says the bill is the result of a 5-year campaign by conservation and Native American groups to get some recognition for the animals.
Well, we recognize them. We see them. They're right there.
Anyway. I
mean, they don't need awareness at this point.
Really. The American bison, as a species, is more than 10,000 years old. That makes it a relic from the Ice Age. So.
It's not a bill to make him self-aware, because that would be terrifying.
No, we can't. No, cannot be doing that. Believe it or not, there are some unhealthy eating behaviors that might not be bad for your health.
Such as?
Well, yeah.
Because I might be doing them, and I'd like to keep doing them.
Yeah, well, that's
what
I'm thinking.
Tell me about what I'm doing already feel good about.
If you're eating poorly, you may be able to feel good about it. It's a study in Spain that followed the behaviors and weight of more than 1,600 people over a 3.5-year period. Many behaviors typically thought of as unhealthy were not, in fact, linked to weight gain. Life Science says that included eating pre-cooked or canned foods, buying snacks from vending machines. Remember when we used to have a food vending machine here? Back in the day, that was cool.
when I was a poor college kid, that actually fed me, that vending machine.
I understand, exactly. So buying from vending machine and eating at a fast food restaurant more than once a week. Again, eating pre-cooked or canned foods, buying snacks from a vending machine, and eating at a fast food restaurant more than once a week. Those behaviors that, it could happen, but they say not really. Here's what causes you to get fat, okay? Watching TV at least twice a week while eating and not planning out your meals.
Yes.
So, in other words, if you go out someplace and just grab something, or if you just lean into the refrigerator, then that may not be a healthy choice. And again, if you're watching TV while you eat. But that's okay. The pets like that because they'll clean up the floor after you.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
It's National Karastan Month at Aggieland Carpet One.
Life can be hard. Karastan and Aggieland Carpet One would like to soften the way.
During National Karastan Month, Aggieland Carpet One has the lowest prices of the season on Karastan carpets and rugs. Add a rug or add a few. Carpet a room or carpet the whole house. Whatever your decision, you'll save a lot if you shop at Aggieland Carpet One during National Karastan Month.
Karastan carpets and rugs now on sale at Aggieland Carpet One.
Plus, get up to $500 off selected hardwood, vinyl, laminate, tile, and more with 18 months special financing.
And with our beautiful guarantee, you'll love the way our new floors look or we'll replace them for free.
Visit Aggieland Carpet One during our National Karastan Month sale for floors you'll love.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6. Beautiful.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bedliners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
12thman.com gives you the whole story on Texas A&M athletics. 12thman.com is the latest news for all sports. 12thman.com is schedules, game times as they become available, rosters, statistics, and 12thman.com is your connection for tickets. Don't miss any of the action as you show your support for Texas A&M athletics. Stay connected all year long with 12thman.com.
7:25, the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. We know this to be true. Nearly 13% of U.S. American workers suffer from at least some hearing loss. Yeah, especially when you wear headphones.
What?
For, huh? Yeah, hours a day. Now, CBS News says 2% of more than 1.4 million workers across nine industry sectors had moderate or worse hearing loss. U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports say that workers in the mining, construction, manufacturing sectors especially prone to noise-linked hearing loss. We, on the other hand, actually, see, the purpose in those industries is to put earplugs in all over your ears or headphones over your ears to prevent the noise from coming in. We, on the other hand, put on headphones to drive the sound into our ears, which is...
And not annoy our neighbors.
Yes, which is really kind of counterintuitive, but nonetheless.
I feel like that headphone volume knob just keeps getting higher and higher over
the
years.
Well, and again, you know, this is the same thing as the fast food makes you fat deal, okay? They can tell kids all they want about don't jam those earbuds in and turn stuff up. I mean, when you're standing next to somebody can hear their earbuds, they're going to have a problem.
Uh-huh.
I think you pretty much know that. Now, by the time they get to be older, maybe they'll be rebuilding the entire structure of the ear, and it won't matter. You'll have a bionic ear. I don't know. But I think it makes pretty much sense that if you take something and jam it into your ear and then pump sound in, that's really not the way God intended your ears to be.
I don't care!
That's exactly right. At that point, it shouldn't matter. It's 727. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. We're going to have another pretty warm day today. We're going to have some breezes, which will give us a little bit of relief. Look for a high of about 86 today and winds up to about 25 miles an hour with gusts tonight. 30% chance of showers, elevates to 60% after 1 o'clock in the morning. And then tomorrow, a slight chance of showers lingering, about 30%, and our high will be 84. Now, Thursday and Friday, looking at a high of 86. Rain back into the forecast on Thursday night and Friday at 40%. It's 50% on Friday night. And Saturday, looking at 60% chance of showers with 81 for the high. That's what they're telling us, at least right now. Winds are out of the south currently at 12. Humidity's 87%. We've got overcast skies, and it's 72.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
When you're watching election coverage tonight, pay special attention to Democrat Senate race in Maryland. When Maryland Senator Barbara Mikulski retired, Chris Van Hollen was considered a shoo-in until Congresswoman Donna Edwards entered the race. And now, polls show a tight race. This weekend, Ms. Edwards publicly blasted Democrats as racist. In an interview with BuzzFeed, she said that although Republicans use dog whistles as code for racial attitudes, Democrats use a foghorn. She said that she's dumbfounded that Democrats accuse her of running a campaign based on identity politics. Now, this is not a first, folks. When Atlanta's first black mayor, Maynard Jackson, ran for DNC chairman against Terry McAuliffe in 2001, race became an issue, especially after McAuliffe told an audience that he didn't think colored people ought to be arbitrarily stopped by police. When New York's Carl McCall ran for governor of New York, he was treated so shabbily by Democrats that my audience raised money for him because his fellow Democrats wouldn't. Now, it's inarguable that there is deep-seated racism in the Democrat Party. But Donna Edwards' problems may be rooted elsewhere. Politico ran a story about the lack of support she's getting from members of the Congressional Black Caucasians. Apparently, she's hard to work with. A lot of members just don't like her. You know, sometimes in life, that's really all it is. People just don't like you. And maybe she's one of those people people just don't like.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Hey, folks, a quick little pop quiz. True or false? Identity theft happens only when thieves use your credit card. That's false. This crime happens anytime somebody pretends to be you for their gain. True or false, you can't really do much to help protect yourself from identity theft. Well, that's false, too. Simply join LifeLock. Their proprietary technology will help detect and alert you to a huge range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, they have a U.S.-based team of specialists who will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But unlike credit monitoring, free credit monitoring, which only detects changes in credit, LifeLock helps detect and resolve identity theft problems. Membership starts $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now. Use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. Save 10%. LifeLock 800-440-4833.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time coming up on 7:32. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. $79 million of new athletics facilities at Texas A&M is proposed for Board of Regents action tomorrow.
Proposals include a $40 million outdoor track and field stadium at George Bush and Penberthy. The 3,000-seat facility would open in December next year. Next door at Penberthy and Tom Chandler would be a new softball stadium. $29 million ballpark seating 2,000 would open in October of next year. To make room for the new stadiums, intramural sports would move to the southeast. Regents are being asked to start the $10 million relocation next month, with completion targeted for this December. Recreational sports would be played in two areas divided by White Creek but connected by a pedestrian bridge. The Regents are also being asked to spend another $148 million on academic and research facilities, almost half, $73 million, on a new research building at the Riverside campus that would be used by the Engineering Experiment Station, Transportation Institute, and the College of Engineering. Construction would start in September and be completed in December of next year. The board's been asked to finish out A&M's new engineering education complex instead of leaving a partial shell. That adds another $57 million, bringing the running total to more than $225 million. Completion's expected in March of 2018 instead of December of next year. Renovating two floors of a wing of the chemistry building will cost almost $12 million and be completed in June of next year. And the Regents will act on creating a $6.5 million outdoor teaching facility behind the AgriLife complex along White Creek, which would open in December of next year. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The topic of affordable housing is frequently addressed by guests on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
College Station City Councilman James Benham was asked his take.
You drive lot sizes up, you make things more expensive.
Right.
You want affordable homes, allow for a variety of housing types. It's the exact same argument we had a few weeks ago when we had people opposing apartments, as if apartments are somehow the root of all evil.
Benham says apartments, small lotted and restricted suburban homes are all answers to more affordable housing. Even as an advocate of the free market, Benham says he does appreciate zoning.
because I don't want us to be like Northwest Houston. Every time I drive through Northwest Houston, I go, thank goodness we have zoning. Mm-hmm. So I will say this is a conservative Republican free market capitalist saying, I am glad we have some zoning. It does allow us to plan for infrastructure. It does allow us to plan for serving the needs of our citizens. But when it becomes a tool to discriminate against different classes of people because you don't want to live next to them, that's when I have a huge problem with it.
Benham says zoning is there to effectively serve the population, not to discriminate against people who cannot afford homes. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Three longtime contributors to the Bryan-College Station area were honored at the 12th Community Foundation of the Brazos Valley Tribute Luncheon. Friends provided the introductions of Reba Ragsdale, Candy Rust, and Royce Hickman to another sellout audience attending the foundation fundraiser. Ragsdale was introduced by Marilyn Byrne.
Her contributions are unparalleled in my mind and extensive. The number of organizations in the Brazos Valley that she has made a difference with is long and rich.
Rust was introduced by Carrie Baker.
Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "The purpose of life is not to be happy. It is to be useful, to be honorable, to be compassionate, and to have it make some difference that you have lived and lived well." That is exactly what Candy Rust does for our community every day.
Hickman was introduced by Teddy Ellison.
Royce is a great mentor and a great builder of relationships. He works tirelessly attending multiple meetings and events, often several in the same evening, to support the community. He is connected in some way to more organizations than almost anyone in the community.
The Community Foundation, which serves a 7-county area, last year distributed 92 grants totaling $118,000. The president has approved the governor's request that Grimes and three other counties be declared a major disaster area due to last week's flooding. Harris, Fayette, and Parker counties are also covered, and more could be added after damage surveys are completed. Getting a ride home turned out to be a painful experience for a local man. College Station police are looking for the man who repeatedly struck the victim Friday night just after 6 in a parking lot off Welburn and Rock Prairie. After the driver said to pay him $20, the victim said he didn't know him anything and asked to be dropped off. After the victim got out, he said he was knocked to the ground after he was struck multiple times in the face, and as he lost consciousness, he remembers the driver going through his pockets and taking an undisclosed amount of cash. The victim was taken to a local emergency room for treatment of his injuries and released. Another group representing Texas public school teachers has objected to the updated appraisal system planned by the new education commissioner. The Association of Professional Educators says tying teacher evaluation scores to student performance on standardized tests violates state law and the Texas Constitution. Last week, the Texas State Teachers Association filed a lawsuit seeking to invalidate part of the new evaluations set to take effect July 1st. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 73 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news on the way at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, I'm Jill Jones with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate. You may have heard we are in a seller's market in real estate. This is great news to most property owners, and they may be tempted to test the limits by overpricing their property. However, there are many pitfalls that may occur if a listing is overpriced. I can help explain all of them to you. I'm Jill Jones, and I would love to help you through the process. Contact me at liveinaggieland.com. I work where you live.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Registration is underway for Lemonade Day, a nationwide event that teaches kids how to start and operate their own business through a lemonade stand. Registration is free. Participants will receive a free backpack filled with guides and goodies. Plus, the kids get to keep what they earn. New this year, kids can choose a fun online experience, Lemonopolis. Participants can also take part in free contests for a chance to win prizes. To learn more and to register, visit LemonadeDayBCS.com. That's LemonadeDayBCS.com.
Hi,
I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Now is a great time to buy a home. At Cornerstone, we can help whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance or buy your next dream home. Rates are low, and Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit us at 307 Arguello Drive. Cornerstone Home Lending, making a positive contribution to your life. NMLS 208153, branch NMLS 280990.
There you go. Good morning. It's 7:39. The Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Going to be a breezy and warm day for today. We head up into the mid-80s with a mix of clouds and sun. The showers and storms, though, hold off until tonight. Low temperature, low 70s. Showers and storms exit the area Wednesday morning. And then partly sunny and warm into the mid-80s. It'll be fair Wednesday night. Low temperature, upper 60s. Partial sunshine at least on Thursday. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. High temperature, 82 to 86. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, got all kinds of Aggie news about softball and baseball. I also got Major League Baseball and NBA news. It's all coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. You know, if you talk to somebody from far, far away, like Vermont, and they you ask them about Texas, what do they think of? They think of Longhorn steers, Cadillacs, and oil wells. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got a few Longhorn steers, but their athletic program is pretty bad. And, you know, we certainly got Cadillacs. We got
sure.
other.
And tons of oil wells.
Yeah. Some of them, a lot of them, are not doing anything.
Oh.
I mean, remember the good old days? I mean, you could go. I remember it as a little kid. We'd drive to Dallas and we'd go through Waxahachie. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Waxahachie had those old rock and arm pump deals. I mean, you could go through, you roll the windows down, you could hear them clicking as they pumped up and down and up and down. I mean, and it's been part of Texas history and life forever.
Sure.
Well, in the Barnett Shale area, there are now zero rig counts. The rig count is zero for active wells.
Is there a comma in there somewhere?
That would be zero. Yeah, no, there wouldn't be.
Oh.
It would be zero. In the heyday, back in 2008, in June of that year, the average monthly price of gas was $12.78 per BTU, stirring up a whole bunch of interest. There were 194 rigs in the field.
It's a British thermal unit, not our local.
Company. No. Yeah. It just happens to be. It happens to answer the way it is like that. It works out pretty well for everybody. Anyway, hastening the decline, of course, were a lot of things that went on. Some of the biggest players moved on out. And then we dropped below 100 in 2009. Now here we are in 2016, and the rig count is zero.
Wow.
Would be zero. And, you know, as the prices continue to stay where they are, they're not going to be turning those puppies on again anytime soon. Hello? 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 Yeah. Okay.
And there are zero callers.
Yeah.
What is happening?
I don't know. Well, I guess, did I push a wrong button?
That's possible.
So you can tell those people from Vermont that we've got those things.
Yeah, we do.
They're just not doing
it. We're just not doing it. Hello?
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30, 6:25. I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff. And so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and laughing at their jokes and stuff. So I'm hoping it's maybe just a deal that happens on Tuesday.
Yeah.
That it's not going to be that way every morning because I'd like to have it on WTAW. But don't worry about calling me back.
Okay.
I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just stuff.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
yeah, fine. Thanks.
That's not that pressing.
Okay.
No, thanks.
Okay. We're going easy on you today, hon. We're not going to do anything hot up tempo for you because I decided I'd go find the ultimate hippie song.
WTAW, you know, for hip music.
Exactly, because I had a story about a hippie and I figured there wasn't any better than this one.
If you're going San Francisco.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Makes me want to elliptical.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Wait a minute, this, I forget who it is. It's Scott somebody. And I should know that because I played it about a million times. But anyway, let's head on up to the Myrtle Hill
Farm.
Scott McKenzie, thank you. The Myrtle Hill Farm in northeast Vermont.
Okay.
Where they had a little, well, they had a commune up there. And one of the people who lived in that commune has decided to write a book about how things went. It's called We Are Gods. It's scheduled for release actually today, as a matter of fact. And it chronicles the rise and fall of said hippie farm out there in northeast Vermont. Well, in the summer of 1971, a visitor arrived. 30-year-old Bernie Sanders.
Oh, he's from Vermont.
Yeah. At the cusp of his political career with the Socialist Liberty Union Party. See, Bernie came to the farm while researching an article on natural childbirth for Liberty Union's party organ, The Movement. Interest in the alternative medicine with, that's enough of that, was strong among members of the counterculture as part of their wider suspicion of modern science, which was associated with the sterility of hospitals and the destruction of war. Many elements of Western medicine came under suspicion during this period, but none more than modern obstetrics. So here's Bernie Sanders. Bernie comes in and he decides to start doing research, reporting on the miracle of life. But when he wasn't, Bernie would sit around and do idle chatter, which did not endear him to some of the commune residents.
Hey, we do idle chatter. Careful there.
But he instead was, well, it was too much work at the commune.
Oh.
He wanted to sit and talk.
Oh.
So in 1971, Bernie Sanders was asked to leave a hippie commune because he wasn't working. How lazy do you have to be kicked out of a commune?
And then he got elected.
That's right. And then he found out, I could be in politics and I don't have to do a damn thing.
I can sit around and talk all day.
Yeah.
And get paid.
That's the problem with socialists in general, isn't it? That all of them love the idea, but they just want to be the idea people.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. We got to roll up our sleeves and get to work. Nah, I'm not going to do that. All right. Anyway, so that's what happened. Bernie Sanders, probably the only presidential candidate who got kicked out of a commune in 1971. The book comes out today, but you can talk about that around the coffee bar. And if you don't want to do that, then we can do one-liners. You ready for some one-liners?
All right. Let's do it.
Okay, here we go.
One at a time.
When my friend told me to stop acting like a flamingo, I had to put my foot down. I asked my North Korean friend, how was it over there? He said he couldn't complain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oppression and whatnot.
I have an inferiority complex. That's not a very good one. If I were asked to describe myself in one word, it would be bad at following directions. I stayed up all night wondering where the sun was. Then it dawned on me. You knew that was coming. I am the only one who realizes that blackboards are truly remarkable. I decided to sell my vacuum cleaner because it was collecting dust.
I got one for you.
All right.
Okay. I stood there wondering why the Frisbee was getting bigger, and then it hit me.
And finally, who is the fattest knight at the round table?
Who?
Come on.
Sir eats a lot.
Circumference.
Nah.
Racing to get home may get you there a bit quicker, but it comes at a cost. It's going to take you longer to stop. A whole lot longer. Braking distances increase rapidly when you exceed posted limits. Failure to control speed is a leading cause of crashes in Texas. So don't hurry when you're behind the wheel. Be safe. Drive smart. This message sponsored by the Texas Department of Transportation.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
If you're a parent, then you know how challenging it can be to raise kids who are content with what they have. But what do you do when it's the grandparents who are making that job even tougher? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Spoiling grandkids is something of a time-honored tradition for grandparents. But sometimes even the most well-meaning grandparents can take things too far. They give in to your child's every whim, fill them with candy and soda, and buy whatever they ask for. If you're facing this problem, I'd like to offer a suggestion for how to correct it. Take your parents out for dinner. And yes, a talk. After a good meal, let them know how much you love and appreciate them. Then ease into the heavier business of the evening. Let your folks know how grateful you are for their kindness and generosity toward your children. But remind them that too much of a good thing often makes it hard for your kids to keep their desires for more in check. It'll probably take some courage to have that conversation, but if you handle it with love and respect, I think most parents will respond with understanding. There's a good chance they don't even realize what a handful your kids can become when they've been given too much. So be honest but respectful, and you and your parents will likely wind up on the same page. For more parenting advice, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Loan is a 15-year fixed-rate loan with a 1-0 lender paid buyout. Reduced payment valid only during the first 12 months. The monthly payment during the first 12 months of your loan is based on a rate that is 1% lower than your interest rate for this loan program. Not all applicants will qualify. Rates and terms subject to change. Texas license location, 6504 International Parkway, Suite 1300, Plano, Texas, 75093. NMLS 6606, Equal Housing Lender.
Introducing a 15-year fixed-rate loan with a fixed payment rate in year one at only 1.99%. I'm Rick Arviello, CEO of New American Funding, and I'm proud to announce a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at only 2.99% interest rate, 2.91 APR, with the first full year's payment at only 1.99% fixed payment rate. Pay off your loan in 15 years and save tens of thousands of dollars in unnecessary mortgage payments. 1.99% fixed payment rate in year one and 2.99% fixed for the remaining term, 2.91% APR, for a purchase or refinance.
Call New American Funding today at 800-963-4933. That's 800-963-4933. Or visit newamericanfunding.com today.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports. Right now, the time is 7:51. Number 16 Texas A&M softball fell to number 19 Missouri 7-1 Monday in the series finale at University Field. The Tigers took a 2-0 lead in the third on a Chloe Rathburn sacrifice fly prior to Sammy Fagan stealing home. Sophomore Tori Vidalis answered in the fourth with a one-out solo home run to left, her team-high 13th of the season. The homer is Vidalis' seventh in SEC play, which is tied for second in the league. Mizzou countered in the bottom half, scoring 3 runs on 2 hits and 2 errors. Colby Romaine hit a solo home run to left before Chloe Rathburn reached on an error, allowing 2 more runs. In the fifth, Romaine hit a 2-run homer to give the Tigers a 7-1 advantage. Sophomore Trinity Harrington suffered the loss to move to 6-5 on the season. The Greeley, Colorado native gave up 5 runs, 1 earned in 3.2 innings. The Aggies return to action Wednesday at Texas State at 6 p.m., and the game can be heard locally on Navasota News 1550 KWBC. The number 2 Texas A&M Aggie baseball team wrap up their 5-game homestand today when they host the UT Arlington Mavericks on Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. The Aggies enter the game with a 41 win streak in regular season non-conference home games dating back to April 1st, 2014. Texas A&M is 24-2 at home in 2016. Catch the game and all games this season on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. In the NBA,
the Oklahoma City Thunder have advanced to round 2 of the playoffs
for the fifth time in the last six seasons. 4-1 against the Dallas Mavericks. Tonight's final in Game 5, 118-104 Thunder.
Russell Westbrook had 36 points, 12 rebounds, and 9 assists, and the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Dallas Mavericks 118-104 on Monday night to win the first round playoff series 4-1 and advance to the Western Conference semifinals. Westbrook was 13 of 23 from the field and 7 of 8 on free throws. Kevin Durant scored 33 points, and Steven Adams added 15 points and 10 rebounds for the Thunder, who will play the San Antonio Spurs in a series that begins Saturday. Kevin Durant said he likes the way his team is thinking.
I like our mindset. I like how locked in we were in shoot-arounds, practices. We didn't, after that game, too. You know, we didn't feel sorry for ourselves. We came in the next day and got to work.
Oklahoma City shot 50.6% from the field and out-rebounded the Mavericks 42-35. Dirk Nowitzki scored 24 points. Justin Anderson had 14, and Zaza Pachulia added 12 points, 9 assists, and 7 rebounds for the Mavericks, who were hampered by injuries throughout the series. Oklahoma City lost Game 2 85-84 at home, then won 3 straight, including 2 on the road. In Oakland, Golden State star Stephen Curry will miss at least 2 weeks with a sprained ligament in his right knee. The Warriors say an MRI on the knee showed a grade 1 sprain. It'll be reevaluated in 2 weeks. Golden State leads the Houston Rockets 3-1 in their first round playoff series with Game 5 in Oakland tomorrow night. In Major League Baseball,
and Miller deals 1-1. Grounded to third, Headley feels the long throw is perfect, in time, ball game over, Yankees win.
The Texas Rangers bats were silenced much of the night by Yankees pitcher Nathan Eovaldi in a 3-1 loss in Arlington. Eovaldi carried a no-hit bid into the seventh inning before Nomar Mazara hit a clean single through the infield. Cesar Ramos, who started in place of Cole Hamels, took the loss. In Seattle, Tijuan Walker struck out 11 Astros batters over 7 innings, and Seattle downed Houston 3-2 last night. The Astros' lone run off Walker came on Carlos Gomez's RBI single in the second inning. Houston didn't arrive in Seattle for the start of the series until 4 in the morning Pacific time after losing in 12 innings Sunday night against Boston. Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says he's inclined to stay at the number 4 pick in the NFL draft starting Thursday, but Jones says drafting a successor for Tony Romo isn't a high priority. Jones also downplayed the idea the Cowboys might stress going for a running back. Defensive end is the Cowboys' most glaring need. And in the NHL,
the Blues clear the zone. Bring out the Zamboni and pack your bags, boys. The Blues are going to Dallas. The Blues win Game 7.
The defending Stanley Cup champions are out of the NHL playoffs. The St. Louis Blues edged the Chicago Blackhawks 3-2 to win a Game 7 that decided that opening round NHL playoff series. Ex-Blackhawk Troy Brouwer tapped in his own rebound to snap a third period tie for the Blues. And that's been a look at your sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Brad Mitchell.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Majorsmiles.com, and Subway.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Since 1946, Acme Glass in downtown Bryan has been taking care of your glass needs. Now, most often, it's because you need to have some sort of glass replacement. And if that's the case, then obviously they're there to help you out. But the way that people use glass has changed because now, if you look at one of the first things that people remodel, it's usually a bathroom. And the way that you can see the work that Acme Glass has done here around town is just to stop in and see them or go to the website because it shows examples. But what they'd be glad to do is design something for you if you're going to be doing your remodeling in your bathroom or in any place else within your home. Glass can add drama, and it can add function as well. And that's true for commercial applications as well as your home. But again, generally, we need to have glass replaced quickly, so Acme Glass responds quickly. They can get there, get the glass replaced, and if that's in your car and it's in your driveway, they'll do that for you. If it's in a business and you need to get some window glass or a front door replaced, they can do that for you too. Fast response. That's one of the reasons that Acme Glass has been here since 1946. On Main Street, that's Acme Glass.
Today, it's easy to manage and store thousands of digital images on your computer. But what about your old family films and photos? Well, that's where TubeVideo comes in. We convert photos and slides, 8 and 16 millimeter film, most video formats, old and new, even old records and audio cassettes to digital files. TubeVideo is a local company, and you can find us online at tubevideo.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let TubeVideo help preserve them.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about a minute before we go to the news. Ladies, how much time do you have to spend washing clothes, right? I mean, got to do the laundry. Well, scientists in Australia, one of the sunniest places on the planet, have discovered a way to rid clothes of stubborn stains by exposing them to sunlight, potentially replacing the whole idea of doing the laundry. Working in a lab, the researchers embedded minute flecks of silver and copper, invisible to the naked eye, within the cotton fabric. When exposed to light, the tiny metal particles, or nanostructures, released bursts of energy that degraded any organic matter on the fabric in a matter of 6 minutes.
Wow.
I mean, you lay the stuff out in the sun for 6 minutes? And that glop of whatever that you-